Last week, I have to make a confession. Last week, you were dutifully following in your scripture. We were talking about parenting. And as you were reading, by the time you got to the second point, you started wondering, what is that preacher talking about? By the time we got to the third point, you thought, my Bible's printed wrong because this doesn't make any sense to me at all. When in actuality, what had happened is I started in the wrong place. We had, it was in one of the Psalms, and I got the wrong, I think I was in 79 instead of 97 or one of those kind of things. And the first point worked okay because it was about God's greatness, and that covered God's greatness. And then point two, it weren't there. And I worked hard to make it get there, and it weren't there. While I was talking, I was looking back at the psalm before it, and it wasn't there. And then I was looking at this one, and it wasn't there. So I apologize for starting off in the wrong spot. This morning, let's make sure we start off in the right spot. We're going to look at Proverbs chapter 20 at verses 1 through 7. Proverbs chapter 20. Most likely you can open your Bible in the middle and you'll be real close. We're right there at Proverbs chapter 20. I want us to continue our series this morning. We started on Mother's Day and we're going to end it on Father's Day, a series called Family Matters. We've been looking at issues that deal with family. We've been talking about parenting and marriage and mom and dad and kids and how it all works together. And I've told you two or three times as we go through that every message won't particularly apply to you. I understand that. We're all in different walks of life. We come from different family structures, and I understand. So when we talk about something that doesn't directly apply to you, you can learn from that and share it with someone else. You can pray for those for whom it does apply. I think we can always learn from God's Word. This morning is no exception. This morning we're going to talk to dads. However, I think that as we talk to dads, that there is something for all of us here. Perhaps you were blessed to have the kind of dad that we're going to talk about. And maybe this would be an opportunity for you to worship by giving thanks for dad. Perhaps you're hoping someday to become a dad like this. Maybe you're hoping someday to marry someone who will be a dad like this. There are all kinds of opportunities. I want us to allow God's Word to speak to each of us where we are. And the amazing thing about it is that He can do that. So perhaps it's something that you can share with another generation. Perhaps it's something that you think about when you were a child. Perhaps it's something that you can start applying this afternoon. Wherever you are, I want to encourage us to think together about how a dad can bless his kids. How a dad can bless his kids. The reason I think that's important is because kids need a blessing from their father. It helps. It encourages their growth. It helps them to become all that they were intended to be. That blessing can make a huge difference in the life of a child. So look at chapter 20, and I actually want to start at verse 7. You see verse 7? A righteous man who walks in his integrity, how blessed are his sons after him. A righteous man walks in his integrity. To walk in one's integrity means to be real. It means to be who you are. I was talking with a friend of mine recently, and he was actually talking about his wife. But he said to me, the person that y'all see out at church or out in the community, the person that y'all see out in public is the very same person I see at home. And what an incredible, what a wonderful compliment. What a wonderful way to express value in another. He was able to say, my wife is a person of integrity. You ever notice that integrity is the same word as integer? What is integer? It's a whole number. Integrity means you're a whole person. It means that we don't We don't try to be one person here and someone else here and someone else there. We are who we are. We're just the real deal. And he says, you know what? He says, a righteous man who walks in his integrity, he's righteous and he's real. That man, how blessed are his sons after him. With that in mind, I want us to look at now the first six verses of that text, and we're going to learn how to be that kind of blessing, how a dad can bless his kids. We're going to start with number one, verse one. Wine is a mocker, strong drink a brawler, and whoever is intoxicated by it is not wise. The first thing that a dad can do to be a blessing to his kids is be careful with alcohol. Now, before you shut me down, this is not just traditional Baptist preacher towing the traditional Baptist line. This is not avoid all alcohol no matter what, ever, and always amen because grandma said so. This is, look at the verse. The verse says, wine is a mocker, strong drink, a brawler. Alcohol does not deliver what it promises. Therefore, it says, those who are intoxicated by it are not wise. It doesn't make sense. He says, be careful with that stuff. Alcohol, according to Benjamin Franklin, alcohol does not drown care, but waters it and makes it grow faster. Alcohol promises what it cannot deliver. It promises something completely opposite of what it delivers. Be careful with it. It is the most abused drug in the United States. Be careful with it. It causes us to make poor decisions. That's why it says you're unwise if you let it control you. By the way, when we first start using alcohol, we control it. Unless we're careful, at some point it starts to control us. And the problem is there's never a red flag to say, hey, you're about to cross that line between your control and its control. You never get that warning. It just happens, and one day you wake up and you realize you're out of control. So the safest thing is to just not get into it to begin with. It causes us to make decisions that we would not make otherwise. Over the last 25 years, I've seen a lot of families with a lot of different problems. And I can tell you that most of the time, when families have problems, there's some kind of alcohol involved at some point. I can also tell you, I've never had one person come into my office and say, my family would not have these problems if I had only drunk more. Be careful. You owe it to the next generation to be a person of integrity, to think clearly, to make decisions, and to be wise. Be careful so that you can be a blessing to your kids or your grandkids or the neighbors next door, whatever children you have in your area of influence. Verse 1 says, wine is a mocker, strong drink a brawler. Whoever's intoxicated by it is not wise. Verse 2 gives us number 2, the second thing a dad can do to bless his kids. Number 2, the terror of a king is like the growling of a lion. He who provokes him to anger forfeits his own life. The terror of a king is like a growling lion. The king is the authority, the government. He who provokes him to anger forfeits his own life. You see, the government is here for a reason. And the government provides, or doesn't, provide doesn't quite sound right. The government is established with law. There are rules by which we live in order to make our society work well, work smoothly. And so it says, you know, the king is a scary authority. The terror of a king is like the growling of a lion. He who provokes him to anger forfeits his own life. You're giving up your own freedom by disobeying the law. So the second thing that a dad can do to bless his kids is obey the law. Some of that's big. Some of that means that you keep the books at the office with integrity. Some of that means that you just pay much more attention to the small things in life. I was reading about a dad who was talking about the challenges of fatherhood. And he said, we were in a hurry because my 11-year-old daughter was late for school. And so I turned right on red where you weren't supposed to. There's even a sign there that said no right on red. But it would have got me there so much faster. There's nobody around. So I turned right on red where I knew I wasn't supposed to. And I said, oh, shoot. And then I realized that my daughter was with me, and that was a mistake. And so I said to her, I just made an illegal turn. My daughter said, it's all right. The police car behind us did the same thing. Kids need to learn what's right and wrong, and the best way they learn from what's right and wrong is by watching parents. Dad, what you tell your kid doesn't quite matter as much as what you show your kid. You can tell your kid, here's the standards, this is what I expect of you. But then when you go and live by different standards, they're going to watch and they're going to live by the standards you show instead of the standards you know. We obey the law because that tells the kids, I'm real, I'm a person of integrity, but it also helps them learn right from wrong. We're actually protecting them. We're protecting them from doing what's described there. He who provokes the king to anger forfeits his own life. We don't want our kids facing that kind of trouble. So, in Proverbs, here's just a few. Now, by the way, this is not an exhaustive list of how you can bless your kids, dads. That list could go on for a while. But just out of this one text, we're looking at a few specific things, six things. Be careful about alcohol. Obey the law. And number three, don't quarrel. Look at verse 3. Verse 3, keeping away from strife is an honor for a man, but any fool will quarrel. Keeping away from strife is an honor to a man. One of the strongest things we can do is avoid getting pulled into nitpicky, quarrelsome arguments. You know, if you're the kind of guy that always has to prove you're right, you wind up causing issues in the family. And chances are, Dad, you're not one of those guys who's always right, because there are very few of us. Chances are you ain't one. What happens, though, is we start that quarreling and that arguing and got to prove that I know more and prove that I'm right. And unfortunately, we wind up pushing the people we love away. Paul noticed that as well. And so he said in Ephesians, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Don't provoke them to anger. Quarreling, arguing fathers occasionally win a few battles, but seldom inspire a lasting change in their kids. Be careful about alcohol. Obey the law. Don't quarrel. Then he gives us a fourth, very practical way we can bless our kids. And number four is be a hard worker. He says in verse 4, the sluggard does not plow after the autumn, so he begs during the harvest and has nothing. He didn't prepare. He didn't work hard. He didn't take care of things. He didn't take care of his responsibility or his family. And so he had to turn around and start begging others and going without. One of the ways that we can bless our kids is by working hard. In The Road Less Traveled, M. Scott Peck says, since love is work, the essence of non-love is laziness. Ouch! The essence of non-love is laziness. One of the greatest gifts you can give your kids is to work hard to provide for their needs. And one of the greatest lessons you can teach your kids is how to work hard to provide for their own needs. But see, they can't learn that if they don't see that. So a very practical way, the book of Proverbs is just so practical, a very practical way a dad can bless his kids is to be a hard worker, to provide for them and to train them to work and provide for themselves. A fifth very practical way that a dad can bless his kids, number 5, draw out their thoughts. Look at verse 5 here. A plan in the heart of a man is like deep water, but a man of understanding draws it out. A plan in the heart of a man is like deep water. When we have those deep dreams, those deep yearnings, those plans, those ideas, we all have them, every one of us. And it takes a man of understanding. It takes a good man to sit down and draw those out from the depths of someone we love, to draw those out. What we're talking about is a dad who will take time to sit down with his daughter and say, what do you think? What do you feel? What's your opinion? A dad who will take time to hang out with his son long enough to say, what's going on? What's happening in your life? What do you feel? What do you think about this or that? To take time to draw out from within them those deep thoughts and those deep feelings. It's important for our kids to know that we care enough to listen. They need to know that those thoughts and those feelings that they're having are honored, that we care about them, that they're valuable. And when we take time to listen to those, we're saying those things are valuable. That's a part of you, and that's why I care. A dad can bless his kids by really listening, drawing out their thoughts. And then finally, very practical, a dad can bless his kids by giving faithful love. You see verse 6? Many a man proclaims his own loyalty, but who can find a trustworthy man? Who can find a trustworthy man? The reason that's written there is to say that's rare. It's an honor to be a trustworthy man, because there are so many who are not. Our kids need to see us give faithful love to our spouse, to those around us, to other family members. Our kids need to see us give faithful love to them, show them love unconditionally, even when it's not convenient or easy. Your kids, dads, your kids or your grandkids, they need to see and they need to hear that you love them no matter what. They need to see that in the way you treat them. They need to hear that in your words. No matter what happens in this world, my love for you is sure, and it's not changing. No matter what, I love you. That loyalty is so much more than talk. You see there in verse 6, many a man proclaim his own loyalty. That happens all the time. But who can find a trustworthy man, the real man, really loves? A real man really loves. Dads, it's just real practical stuff. Six easy, practical, understandable things that the writer of Proverbs tells us. Be careful about alcohol. Just use your head. Obey the law. Don't quarrel. Be a hard worker. Listen long enough to draw out their thoughts and give them faithful love. You can leave a legacy for your kids that will help them grow up to be strong and healthy and happy adults. And no one in the world is in a better position to bless your kids than you. So dad, granddad, uncle, bless the kids. That's part of your job. It's also part of your joy. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your love for us. We thank you that you are indeed the Father of the fatherless. We thank you that you are the perfect Father. Jesus said, you know, down here on earth, us fathers, we're going to do the best we can. If a kid needs bread, we're not going to give him a rock. But how much more is our Heavenly Father there and real and loving? Trustworthy. Thank you for being that for us. Lord, we ask you now that as we consider what it means that we might be allowed the privilege of calling you Father. Lord, we pray that you'd help us to respond to that privilege in an appropriate way. We ask in Jesus' name.